Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. I want to finish up this conversation about the Guardians and who is someone they should be looking at trading, or who's on your list for who the Guardians should be trading. And it's hard not to look at Carlos Santana as one of those guys that could be on the trade block. And Emmanuel Clase has got to be there too, especially with a high return.
You think he has to be there?
I think he has to be on the call list. How's that sound?
You have to answer the phone if somebody's calling about him.
Yeah, or I don't know that you're making phone calls, but I think you're getting calls from other teams, don't you?
I would think so, and I think you ought to make a few as well.
So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Also, I have a tax question for you here.
I just don't think you're going to get a ton for Carlos. You might get a lower level minor league.
Yeah,
player.
That feels like that kind of feels like the trade I think that they made to get him. I'm trying to remember. Wasn't he a AA player with the Dodgers when they brought him in? Yeah, for Casey Blake. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels like it's the other way around, right? That he would be almost a circle of life kind of thing going on there. Robert is in Brecksville. Hello, Robert.
Hey, so let's say Clase does get traded. Let's say Dan gets the kitchen sink he's looking for, and then, you know, that stainless steel countertop and all that good stuff. One track record I noticed this team has with trading pitching, whether it's a starter or a guy in the bullpen, is we always seem to trade them at the right time, right before they fall off a cliff, whether it's with off-the-field stuff or they're just at the end of their career. I mean, it happened to Kluber, Bauer. You had Clevenger, and you had, I think, the guy that just went to Chicago. Was that Savali or whatever it was?
You traded Savali to Tampa, yeah.
Or whoever just got traded to Chicago from Milwaukee.
It was Aaron Savali.
Savali, yeah.
And you got Manzardo for him.
So if we trade him, the one thing I could see out of this is the organization must see something that he might be closer to the end than the rest of us would like it, so that we're going to do it now to let him become somebody else's problem. That's the only thing that would make sense to me, because we have a really good track record of trading pitching at the right time.
Valid point, Robert.
Good job. Thank you, Robert in Brecksville. A little bit of baseball news just to throw along your way. The coaches and staff were announced for the All-Star game already. Stephen Vogt was named to Aaron Boone's staff this year.
Wonder if he has to go coach first base or something.
I wonder if he'll have a base, or will he be the bench coach?
I don't know. I don't think he's coached a base in his life.
Do you think?
Went from player to bench coach to manager.
You know, that's a great point. Mm-hmm. I never thought about that. Aaron Boone, friend of the show.
So. Not as easy coaching bases as you might think.
I'm sure AB will give him plenty of stories about his time here in Cleveland. It'll be exciting for them. All right, you've got some kind of tax story you were talking about. I heard you babbling about something about taxes. What do you got?
Wait, Dan, what kind of a setup was that?
Kids, huddle around and get excited. We're talking taxes.
You got some kind of tax story? I heard you babbling about something.
Yeah, well, you're saying something about
taxes. That was exciting, Andy. Way to set it all up.
Well, Jeff,
wants a 1099?
Oh, man. Give me some WD-40 for that 1099.
Can I adjust my withholding?
How many are you claiming, Jeff?
Ooh, it's a deductible.
You know, you hear people talk about, well, he's making $30 million a year, but, you know, you'd be surprised how little of that he gets.
He wants to play in Montana, or he wants to play in Florida because there's no state income tax.
You
right?
hear all that stuff, don't
yes.
you?
Yes, you do.
Well, J.J. Spahn won the United States Open, correct?
Yes, he did.
$4.3 million.
How much did he actually get,
Jeff? It's a pretty good weekend, is it not?
Yes.
Boosts his career winnings to $22 million. But a story in Golf Monthly says, yeah, but he'll only get to keep a percentage due to taxes. Yeah, well, guess what? That's the price of being a United States citizen. We all have to pay our taxes. So according to the online betting platform Ask Gamblers, Spahn is getting a tax bill. He won 4.3.
Yeah.
say goodbye to $1.7 million.
You can take away the pain, but you can't take away the swelling.
40.07% goes toward Fed and state-based taxes.
And then take another, what, 10% off for Caddy, right?
I would think. So Caddy gets, what, about 400 Gs?
So now you're down to 50% of the actual number you made, right? Yeah, if you're 40 in taxes about and 10 right. on the Caddy, yeah.
That's about right. But I would think you would have to pay your Caddy pre-tax, wouldn't you?
I wonder how that works. Dan, you're not an accountant. You could probably answer that.
Tax rate from the Fed, 37%. Pennsylvania, just over 3.
By the way, what I said about Montana state taxes, I was wrong. Bad, Andy. There are 8 United States states that sounds weird, that do not have any state
Florida,
income tax.
Texas.
Alaska. Florida. Nevada.
Texas.
South Dakota.
Texas.
Tennessee.
Texas.
Where, Jeff?
Texas.
Washington and Wyoming.
You know why I know Texas?
Why?
Because I'll always remember. Because that we didn't have to pay state taxes when I lived in Texas, mm-hmm. or now. My take home every 2 weeks was over $300. Thank you. $307.
You keep plugging away, little buckaroo. You'll get there one day.
So because of that, you know, I was over $300 every 2 weeks in take home, as opposed to being under $300 to be a weekend sports.
He's also got to play. I'm sure he's got to pay like Pennsylvania tax on that.
I already mentioned that. Yeah, are you not listening to me?
Well, I'm just trying to think.
I said Pennsylvania tax is 3.07%. Dan, he's not listening again.
I mean, you are talking about taxes. If there's anything we're all going to zone out on, it's taxes.
That's true.
Valid.
The other point, too, is that, I mean, what are you, probably 50 or 60% turnpike tax? Because once you hit the border, man, that PA turnpike, they know how to charge you for driving on their freeways, on their turnpikes. Isn't that true?
I bet the courtesy cars all came with a easy pass.
You think?
Yep.
I doubt it.
I'll bet they did.
I doubt it. So would that make you not want to win? Would that make you not want to be a professional
athlete?
Yeah,
I think I'd pass up winning the U.S. Open because I'd have to pay tax. I'd rather finish second and pay less tax, just on principle.
I wish we should have asked Ben, like, when you win overseas. Now I wonder how much even more taxes you take when you win the Open.
Hey,
if it was
Ben,
the British Open, it would probably be less.
Give us a complete, disclaimer. Give us all of your financial information on winning the British Open.
That would be, yeah, I'd love to know that. No? So basically, when someone wins a prize, you're looking at like almost 50% in taxes, whether it's on a game show or...
Well, if you're a pro golfer, between tax and paying your caddy, yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wouldn't you think?
It does sound a little hefty. It's a lot of tax dollars for that.
Yeah, well, you're left with a lot of money, too.
Although you got to feel good that you won, right?
You take the two, whatever it is that's left. Be smart, and you don't have to work rest of your life.
Not financial advice with Jeff Phelps. Here we go.
Well, could you not survive the rest of your life on $2 million?
I think, at least for 6 weeks. Yes, Jeff, I could live for the rest of my life on $2 million.
Not to mention it would open the door for advertising. It would open the door for all sorts of other events.
It would open the door for checking out and going to fish.
Help to fund a lot of life as well that come with the tax. But with that does come more taxes and thus the endless circle.
We think it's bad when we look at our paychecks. Can you imagine? I won $4.3 million. $1.7 in Fed taxes? Wow. Seriously.
All right.
Could you imagine? I'm giving the federal government $1.7 million. Holy shnikes.
Dan, we got 2 more minutes here. Listen, the bird story or the driving story?
Bird.
You guys got to help me with this. Folks, please help me with this.
And bird is the word.
I had an issue with this before, that there was a bird that kept flying into the window of our basement over and over and over again. I put a picture of an owl on the window. It worked. Yeah. So the last couple days, there's a place where I parked my car outside.
It's called a driveway.
Well, just I don't want to tell you exactly where, but yeah, it was in a driveway.
You parked there.
Yeah.
Parked in a driveway, driving a parkway.
Driveway.
Yeah. All right. I was in a parkway, and then I stopped the car. Now where am I?
Let's take two more.
Mm-hmm. So I look, and Tropical Storm comes up to me. That's my son. And he comes up to me and says, Dad, what is going on with your rearview mirror and your side mirror on your driver's side? I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, look at this. This is really weird. There's like, I don't know if somebody hit it or what. And I walked over to it. And then I noticed that there was like, there's a bird that's been flying into my mirrors of my car. And he's leaving traces of being there. Hint, hint. Right? Both mirrors now.
Sugar booger.
Exactly. So I was walking the dogs, and then I saw the car, and I saw this. I'm not sure if it's a blue jay or a blue bird. I don't know what the difference is. And he was sitting on the antenna of the car. So there's like an antenna on the back of the car.
Taunting you.
And he was sitting there, and I'm like, oh. And then I just waited for a second.
Taunting.
And then he went over to the door, and he started flying into the mirror of the car. And I'm like, how am I going to stop this? So in 20 seconds we have left in the segment, Dan, how do I stop it?
It's a good question. I mean, I've never ran into it myself. My initial thought.
What is it with birds wanting to fly into my house and into my car?
They can't get enough of you, Andy.
My initial thought is maybe find some kind of, I don't know if birds have scent. I don't know if birds have scent. But if they do, maybe put like soap around it so that it smells like people so it stays away because it thinks people are near.
I think it wants to fight itself.
I think it does too.
That's what the problem is. It sees itself in the mirror and it wants to go toe-to-toe with itself.
Right.
Problem you've had oftentimes.
That's true. I often shadow box myself and lose. I knock myself out once. It was bad.
Put a picture of an owl on your rearview mirror or on your side mirrors.
How does that help me while I'm driving?
Well, because the other one is streamers, too. They always say put
the bluebird's not bothering you when you're driving.
Not as far as
you know. It's when you're parked. Just tape the picture there, and it'll run away.
Am I the only person with this issue?
Yes, you're the only person with a lot of issues.
Have you ever had this problem?
No.
I've never seen this before.
Bluebirds are cute.
No, this thing is an aggressive punk.
Then it's probably a blue jay. Blue jays are mean,
Blue jays
man.
Are nasty birds.
They're mean.
Bluebirds are cute. They're little.
Birds in Texas. Who does this better than us?
I have a friend, Mark, who's a bird watcher.
Oh, that's good. That Maybe doesn't that help
could,
me.
He could come to your house and just watch him.
I just don't understand.
Look at your rearview mirror.
Why is this dumb bird
Side mirror.
Flying into my mirrors of my car? I don't get it. 216-474-0092. We'll answer that at some point during the rest of the show. Yeah. Someone's going to help me. Someone is going to help me figure this thing out. Jake Chapman's going to help us figure out the Orlando Magic after a big trade.
I got a little help for you, Andy.
What is it?
Shoot the bird.
Not a nice thing.
Wow, don't say that.
Wow. You have mean friends.
The Audubon Society's on line three, Dan.
That's the last thing I need. I don't need issues like that. 216-474-0092. Jake Chapman, next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.